Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Make sure that you also hop on over to our Instagram for either Hey, Mr. Jim or our Kid Short Stories Instagram page. That's where I go live and we do our game show, which is super fun. Well, today's story comes to us from Vano and Rafi. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day when Vano was making his very special magical purple honey. Yes, Vano was a honeybee who learned a very secret recipe that had been passed down from generation to generation, all the way to Vano. And he was amazing at making this magical purple honey. And he would share it with all the creatures of the forest, who, when they ate it, it was the most delicious thing that they had ever tasted. All throughout the day, different creatures would come up to Vano's honey stand and collect their daily purple honey. Across the forest, there was a crab named Rafi, who was just getting up for the day.
Oh boy, today's gonna be a perfect day. Now I just gotta put on my claws here, and then I can go get my purple honey.
You see, Rafi was a very interesting crab who, his claws, he could take them on and off. And, you know, he would put them in their place at home, but didn't have a very good memory. And he would often lose them all over the place. Well, I think that is might happen today. As Rafi was heading over through the forest, Vano the honeybee was preparing his free purple honey store to open.
All right, there's so much that I need to do. First, I gotta, you know, clean off the counter right here. And then I need to turn on the open sign. And I need to open up this door here. And ha, it's perfect. Oh, I need to take my purple honey out of the oven. Oh, I hope it's not overdone.
As Vano opened up the oven, that is where he would like cook his honey in this very secret special way, and that's what turn it purple.
Oh, perfect. It smells delicious. This is a perfect batch, said Vano.
He was very precise about his work. It had to follow a very specific set of instructions in order for that honey to turn that magical purple color.
Have you ever seen honey turn purple before?
I don't think I have, but wow, that's pretty impressive, Vano.
As Vano turned around, there was a line all the way down the forest of creatures that were waiting for their delicious purple honey.
Oh, here you go, everybody. Here's yours, here's yours, here's yours, said Vano as he was handing out each individual package of the purple honey.
Every animal was so thankful. And finally, there was Rafi.
Oh, yay, it's my turn. Hey, Vano, how are you doing today?
Said Rafi.
Oh, I'm doing great. I love that I get to make all my purple honey for all of you forest friends. Well, here's yours. Have a nice day.
Okay, well, see you later, Vano. Bye, thank you.
As Rafi took off back for his home, he was so thankful for this delicious purple honey. Well, the rest of the day, Vano was finishing cleaning up his store and passing out all the rest of that purple honey, and it was time to close up for the day.
All right, Vano said. That was a really good day. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is Vano the Purple Honeymaker.
Hey, Vano, it's Rafi. Did I come by today? Did I get some purple honey today?
Vano thought for a second and said, yeah, you came by earlier and I gave you some purple honey. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I lost my pincers and my claws and I was wondering if maybe I was... I don't know. I don't have a very good memory, and I could use some help. Could you help me find my claws?
Yeah, absolutely. Just come on down to the shop, and we'll start looking together.
Okie dokie, I'll see you there, said Rafi.
Vano was a little confused.
Rafi had just been there a few hours ago, and it's like Rafi forgot that. Wow, he really doesn't have a very good memory. Have you ever lost something before? I know I have, and whenever I lose something, it's like, wait, where did I put it? I have to think through all the different things that I might have done that day, and then I just retrace my steps. Have you ever heard that term before? Retrace your steps? It means, like, imagine you're walking on a beach in the sand, and you're leaving a trail behind, right? Yeah, all your footprints are traced into the sand. And if you were to stop and turn around, all your steps would be mapped out perfectly in the beach, right? Yeah, and so if you lost something on the beach, it would be pretty easy to find because you could just go backwards and walk in all of your same steps back through the beach. I think that is always the best trick. Whenever I lose something, I just have to go back and think through where I was ever since I had that thing that I can't find. And that's exactly what Rafi is going to need to do.
As Vano stepped out his door, he saw Rafi approaching.
Hey, Rafi,
said Vano. I'm so sorry that happened. Does that happen a lot for you?
Well, yeah, you see, my claws can sometimes get a little itchy, and so I take them off to... I don't know exactly why, but I do seem to take them off a lot, and then... I guess I forgot to put them back on when I went home.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. So after, I definitely remember handing you some purple honey, and then I think you went this way.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the way that I always go home.
Okay, great. Well, let's start walking that way, and then we'll see what we can find. These two new friends started walking down this trail, and they started to see drippings of purple honey that made a perfect trail. Very easy to follow. And then all of a sudden, it came to a stop. Hey, Rafi, did you, like, stop around here somewhere? Those purple drops that we've been following, it all of a sudden stopped, said Vano.
Well, yeah, sometimes I like to sit down on this rock here and take off my pinchers and give them a good scratching because they get really itchy when I get sweaty. And I think it was, yeah, it was pretty hot today, and so I might have sit down here and put them...
Vano and Rafi couldn't believe it. Right behind the rock, there were his pinchers.
Oh, I remember now. Yes, I think I sat down here to eat some of the purple honey on the way because I was hungry, and yes, I got really sweaty, so I took off my claws to itch this really scratchy part, and then I must have forgotten something. Yeah, I forgot to put my claws back on before I kept going.
Wow, well, I'm so glad that you found them. They're right here. And look, you even still have some more purple honey left over, said Vano as he reached down and picked up the claws and the purple honey and handed them to Rafi.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, now I need to get back home. But thanks for your help, Vano. Bye.
Bye, Rafi. I'll see you tomorrow. Vano waved and flew off back to his hive. Wow, what a great friend that Vano was to Rafi. Rafi needed some help finding his missing claws, which that's still pretty strange and silly to me that he took them off in the first place. But I'm so glad that Vano was super helpful. And that's kind of a great reminder for us. Like when our friends need help and they ask for us to help them, it's being a great friend, like a really good friend when you help your friends out. So the next time that your friend maybe loses something, make sure that you stop what you're doing and you help them search for that missing claw pincher. It might not be a pincher, but maybe it's a lost toy. And that is the end of today's adventure. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Shem from Florida, Max and Matthew from California, Jane and Simon from Washington, Archer and Anson from Edmonton, Cam and Callie from Andover, Massachusetts, and Connor from Virginia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, I would love it if you left a 5-star review telling me all about how much you love Kid Short Stories. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!